Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Kirk Douglas, the ferocious cleft-chinned leading man and one of the last of Hollywood's golden age matinee idols, died yesterday at the age of 103. His son, actor Michael Douglas, made the announcement on his Instagram. Of the over 80 films Douglas added to his resume over the years, some of the high points included Paths of Glory, Gunfight at the OK Corral, Lust for Life, The Bad and the Beautiful, and Ace in the Hole. In his post, Michael Douglas wrote, quote, "It is with tremendous sadness that my brothers and I announce that Kirk Douglas left us today at the age of 103. To the world, he was a legend, an actor from the golden age of movies who lived well into his golden years, a humanitarian whose commitment to justice and the causes he believed in set a standard for all of us to aspire to." In closing, he wrote, "Dad, I love you so much, and I am so proud to be your son. Hashtag Kirk Douglas." Again, Kirk Douglas, gone at the age of 103. Madonna made a bizarre offer to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. In a video posted to her socials yesterday, she tried to convince the ex-royals to move to New York City instead of Canada and to rent her New York City Central Park West apartment. In the video, which was shot while she was visiting with her hairstylist, as the stylist did Madonna's do, she said, "Don't run off to Canada. It's so boring there. My apartment has two bedrooms. It's got the best views of Manhattan. Incredible balcony. I think that's got to be a winner. Buckingham Palace has got nothing on Central Park West." Now, as far as why Madonna wants to rent them her apartment, we're not quite sure, but the ex-royals don't seem too interested in the proposition as they haven't really responded to the offer. In fact, they haven't said anything about it yet. And Cosmopolitan magazine has canceled its plans for their Bachelor cover after learning contestant Victoria Fuller previously modeled clothing with the slogan "White Lives Matter." Fuller won the prize of being featured on Cosmopolitan's digital cover alongside Bachelor Peter Weber in Monday's episode. Both are contestants on this season of the popular reality TV show The Bachelor, but in a letter from the editor published Monday evening, editor-in-chief Jessica Pels announced the magazine would no longer be publishing the cover after finding out Fuller had previously modeled in an ad campaign wearing "White Lives Matter." Now here's the stupid thing. The "White Lives Matter" campaign that featured Fuller is actually a nature conservancy effort focused on preventing the overfishing of white and blue marlins. Kind of funny when you hear what it's all about. Even then, Cosmo didn't care. In the letter, Pels continued, quote, "In my view, the nature of the organization is neither here nor there. Both phrases and the belief systems they represent are rooted in racism and therefore problematic." He goes on to say, "Unequivocally, the White Lives Matter movement does not reflect the values of the Cosmo brand. We stand in solidarity with Black Lives Matter and any cause that fights to end injustices for people of color." So yeah, the Bachelor cover of Cosmo.com is no more. I'm sure you're heartbroken. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's across the street from Wheels Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.